Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Welcome to this week's Super Chevy Family Affair. This week, a Super Chevy family guest joins the show. Shavar and Biko make do with a week of news, and Mom gives her weekly movie review. And this time, it's crazy. Our guest, Tashira, also gives a rip-roaring review of... Hold on. Wait a minute. Are you sure this is right? Okay, if you say so. Kung Fu Panda 4. All before the show turns into a snooze fest in the most literal of ways. Strap in, wet the sponge, and stare into the eyes of your alleged victims' families. There's no turning back. This is the Super Chevy Brothers Podcast.
All right, welcome back to the Super Chevy Brothers Podcast. This is Trevor, your host with all the buttons, and we're joined by Biko.
Yes, sir. How's it going?
Very enthusiastic there. Mom?
Screw you.
Okay, hey, Mom, everybody. We're off to a great start.
Yep, great. Fantastic. And new guest to the show here, Tashira, our sister, or me and Biko's sister, not Mom's sister.
We have Tashira. That'd be kind of weird.
Yeah, she was that would be assistant. Really weird.
Yeah, that'd be a weird one. Welcome to the episode. This is episode 134 in the month of April. Today is April 19th. How's the week this week?
It was all right. It was good. It was a week. Spent a lot of time playing a lot of Dragon's Dogma and stuff like that. I played Buckshot Roulette, so that was weird. But so I kind of know what you guys are talking about this time about. This game's weird. I'm playing it right now, but yeah, it's weird.
Playing it right now?
Yeah, as we speak.
Throw it up.
No, oh no!
I'm not really on the stream. Let's see how good you are at Buckshot Roulette. Have you finished it?
No, I haven't finished it. I am indeed playing it though.
Okay, so you just opened it then? Because I think Mom finished it in what was it? 10 minutes? 15 minutes?
Yeah.
Oh, you can finish it? Okay, well.
Yeah, it's finishable. So if you guys look on your Discord, you can see Biko.
When you're really good, it's finishable. Yeah. I played that game.
Okay. All right. Yeah, you'll get through it. I see you're playing pretty okay now. Yeah. How about you, Mom?
Oh, I'm kind of the same, you know, creature of habit. I'm also playing the roulette game. And apparently I have the old version or something, but I like it.
I'll download the new
one. It still works for me. I don't know if I want the new one.
You do. You always want the new
one. You know what you should get, Mom? You should get her Balatro. I'm telling you. You gotta get it for her. She won't stop playing it if you get her that.
No, I like this one.
No, the other one, though, I don't know. It's like better solitaire. I don't know. You should play it, though.
Well, before Tashira gets completely lost of what we're talking about... Buckshot Roulette is like Russian roulette, but with a shotgun, and you play against some monster guy. Do you play any games, Tashira, besides beating up on kids with Tekken?
No, well, I like, there's this game, I don't know the name of it, but when I do play games, it's more of patterns and matching and having to either get all the balls come jumbled up and I have to get them all straightened out in the same color patterns.
Like, I play that game. It's on the phone.
Yes,
mobile
it's on the phone.
Games, yeah.
So I usually kind of do that. Or I do unscrambling words. As far, like when they have like a bunch of letters and you can see how many words you can spell with those letters that they provide. Those are kind of the game.
Has Mom introduced you to chickens yet?
No, not yet.
Egg ink?
It's not chickens.
Yeah. Okay. Egg ink, right?
Egg ink.
Yeah, she's been playing that for like 8 years now.
Egg ink.
Yeah. Oh, egg ink. What is it?
Best game ever. That's what it is. I have to tell you about it.
She's been playing this game for years at this point.
She's been playing for years.
Yes, and I am a high scorer in the entire world. Not the highest, But I rank. Well, I would say right,
yeah. You've been playing. Yes, she is ranked like literally like top 50 or something in the world.
Yes, I am. Yeah, I don't play. I mean,
well,
I
you do play.
She plays a little too much. Yeah,
there are literally like millions of people play that game, and you're like top 1%. That's ridiculous.
But okay, there's a caveat to that. I played a lot during the pandemic. Okay.
Oh yeah, sure. The pandemic that only infected you and not the other people who played Agnic. Yeah.
I didn't care about other people.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. You can't use that as an excuse. Everyone went through the pandemic and got COVID and all that stuff. You just played a lot.
I didn't get COVID. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I mean, we saw the COVID, you know.
I was adjacent to the COVID. I did not get the COVID.
Speaking of adjacent, you guys see that guy burn himself this morning on CNN?
Yeah, what is wrong with you? You do this every episode. Stop.
No,
what do you mean? It happened today.
This morning in New York. Literally.
Outside of Trump's trial.
In New York.
The CNN lady was having, she was like, oh my God, I smell burning flesh. Look over there. She's like, what are you talking about?
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't know this. Yeah, he was listening to it while
driving, even though it was, you could see it visually, her. But I was, she said it so well. She laid everything out. So you could just, you didn't have to look at it or even be there. You knew everything that was going on. She did an excellent job. Her nosy was like, it was,
you could almost smell it. Oh.
That's not funny. She was pretty good.
It's horrible.
She was very interested in the guy on fire, and she did not break a sweat.
I saw
that's journalism.
Yes, they would have said they said she did well, or they would all they would have said was, "Oh no, that's not it." I thought that was so funny. That was hilarious to me because I don't think I would have had about to say. Other than, oh my God.
Yeah, that's true. Well, welcome to the show, everyone. Like you do here, we have a guest today, Tashira. Tell us a little bit about yourself. I'm sure the audience doesn't know much about you at all.
Well, my name is Tashira, and I live in Atlanta, and I have a 9-year-old son, and we like going to the movies. And that's it for now. I guess more will come out later.
They don't need to know everything. We don't know these people.
All right. Well, today Tashira is going has a review for us. So we do have a movie review today, but today it's a different orator. That's cool. Yeah, that's the word I'm looking for. What movie are you reviewing?
Kung Fu Panda 4.
Kung Fu Panda 4. All right. Tell us about it.
Well. Apparently, it's the fourth movie of Kung Fu Panda. I hadn't seen one, two, or three. So when Noble said, I want to see Kung Fu Panda 4, I was like, okay. And I went and I realized, I mean, I should have known by saying 4. And I went and I realized that there were more and I didn't caught up.
Okay.
And so I think, but the movie, you know, it was good independently, right? So you didn't have to see the first three in order to enjoy it. But you did need to kind of know the backstory of how the panda was adopted and who these other people were in the movie. But I did like it. It had a positive message for me. I thought that it had a positive message as far as knowing who to trust and trusting yourself and never giving up on yourself, right? So there was the panda who wasn't ready to give up his royalty. And then you had people who thought that they were ready and those that didn't. So the one that didn't, I forget, I think she was a cat. I think she was. She ended up, I don't want to give it away. But I think it gave a positive message of believing in yourself overall. That was the message for me.
Okay.
Well, I'll take that one.
I did see the first three at some point in my life. The first one. He becomes Kung Fu Panda. Mm-hmm. The second one, I think he proves his Kung Fu is good. The third one, he proves his Kung Fu is good against other good Kung Fu people. So I'm guessing the fourth one, he believes in his Kung Fu.
Yeah. So he was he didn't want to give it up. So he believes in his Kung Fu. And in this movie, he had to try to find someone to be his successor.
Okay. Well, that's Kung Fu Panda 4. That's Jack Black, right? As the Kung.
Yes.
What's the panda's name?
Panda. Okay. I don't remember.
Right? Or something,
I
right?
don't.
It, yeah, I there's only like, yeah, it's got to be, I don't know, the Jack Black. I'm pretty sure it's Jack Black.
It's Jack Black, yeah. But I don't remember what, and she said his name quite a bit. I don't remember. I'm not really good with remembering names to folks in the movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think Biko's right. It's like Poe or Pub or something
like
that.
Yeah, it's
Poe.
Yeah, I think it's Poe.
Yeah.
The only thing I really know about the movie is they did a Britney Spears cover for a music video. I don't even, is it in the movie?
No, not that I can remember.
Okay.
Well, no, not that I can remember.
So I have no clue why they did that cover then, but that's all I know about the movie.
It wasn't like a musical like that, so I don't remember that. Yeah. Not saying that it wasn't in there, it's probably just something that didn't stick out to me or didn't stick with me.
Okay, what would you rate the movie?
Out of what?
Here on this show, we let the orator decide how they rate it. You can do it
yes,
with
we do.
Or stars or burps. We've had Mom's burps once. However you want to rate it.
So if we had to give it 5 stars, with 5 stars being the best, I would give it, I give it a 3.9.
Okay. That's pretty good for Kung Fu Panda.
Yeah, it was good. I have to say, I said to Nobu, you always pick a good movie, you know, because it was funny, you know, it jerked at your emotions. You know, you felt sorry for the little cat.
Did you cry?
Mad at the cat. Oh, no, I didn't cry. And I'm a crier, but this movie didn't make me cry.
Stone cold.
Not a crier, so not a 4.0. So maybe that's where the 3.9.
The tears would have come. The tears would have gave us some more points. Yeah.
What's the last movie you guys cried in?
I've
gotten older, I cry in movies more. Well, I used to cry in movies a lot, and then I grew up and didn't cry in movies. Then I got older, and now I cry in movies again. I cried for Lion King when I was a kid. Didn't cry again for 25 years, and then I cried. So, what was the last movie you cried in?
I think I cried at Kong versus Godzilla.
Oh really?
That's crazy.
No.
I can't remember the last movie that made me cry. I don't know. I haven't seen anything super depressing or anything. But
I'm not at home. I mean, like in theater. At home, you can cry about anything, you know.
Right.
Yes.
Grey's Anatomy.
Probably the last Wakanda movie. That may have been it.
Black Panther.
Oh, that's not even, the real one. Would have been that one though.
Yeah, I think that's what
The real one, I cried. I was so proud and happy to be there. But the second one was just really sad.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
I think the last movie I cried in was that movie they've made like 4 times. Lady Gaga in it.
Oh,
the Star Is Born. Yeah.
Oh yeah, that was so
I cried
good.
In that one. That one.
I cried with that one too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I cried with that one too. It surprised me. Yeah.
Did you see that one, Mom?
No, I saw the original.
It's good. The original.
There was
trash.
No need.
I've seen the two before. Those first two are trash. This movie.
No,
it's a tearjerker.
The first one is the tearjerker.
Which
this
one's
is
the first? Which
reboot.
One are you calling the first one? Because like
well, the four. Second one, Barbara Streisand.
Yeah, that one's it's trash.
It is not.
What?
It
the
is
original?
Trash. Yeah.
Okay, but Mom, to be fair, I it took me forever to put two and two together that was the original one because nobody cares about that one anymore.
I didn't even know it was a remake.
Yeah, see? Exactly. The new one's
that's,
the new one's
that's
so good.
My point. Nobody
the
knows.
The new one's so good that they didn't need
okay,
it.
Okay, so any movie that's out in the last 10 years, okay, minus, let's just say, 40% of those movies are remakes.
That's not true.
That's not true. I don't think that's
I would
true.
Say,
I'd say like a third, maybe 40% of remakes.
I'd say like remakes have made remakes are like, they're not new, but I'd say since the dawn of the new century, they've probably increased by 200%, sure. But it can't be more than like 15% to 10% of movies are remakes these days. I mean, there are a lot of movies that come out these
Like, I mean, you're talking about, I think maybe she's talking about movie theater, straight to movie theater movies. Because if we're talking all movies, like as far as Netflix, no,
the Tubi movies, they're tear jerkers.
Well, I'm talking just like major theater, like major studio movies, you know, Paramount's, right. Fox's. Mm-hmm. From those, because theater, whatever goes to the theater is just, especially like in the last 3 years, that's not necessarily, yeah. Well, I mean, that's kind of like, some stuff would have gone to theaters if we didn't have a pandemic.
That's right.
It's not, you know, and then some stuff, you know, is on streaming or not on streaming just because like the landscape's changed. So just as far as studios, I'd say remakes, they're not that many. I mean, there are a lot, but
yes,
they're not for a lot.
Can some stuff even be called a remake? Like Dune, right? That's not really a remake. Like, it's based on a book.
Like, it's a reinterpretation. Yeah, probably, it's another interpretation.
Yeah, they probably should have remade it, but yeah.
No, because I heard the original one was from, it's got mixed reviews, which usually means it's bad. So,
well, yeah, the original one is like, it's a cult classic, as in only, like, there are people that really like that film. I'd say a lot of people don't care for it or not, but a lot of people like that film. I mean, even the new Dune, a lot of people like these movies. I saw the first one, and I can't pull myself to see the second one. I'm sure I will at some point, but the first one was so boring. Oh my God.
Yeah, I haven't seen
it. Next time you see Mission Impossible, just remember.
Remember what?
Remake.
Those aren't remakes.
No, they're a series of movies that are a remake of something else. It was a TV series.
It's, I would say it's
Batman, Superman, Spider-Man, King Kong.
That's not remakes.
They're adaptations.
There's
a difference between saying, like, you're tired of people adapting the same thing over and over. You know, I get that, right? Like, we have 17 freaking Spider-Man movies. We don't need that many.
Yeah, like, so, I'm tired of Spider-Man.
Right, Spider-Man.
I like Spider-Man. I'm
and now they're in different worlds, and having there's to go back many. And forth
it's,
in time.
It's too much, man. It's too much. Reset it all.
Just, so, are you talking about adaptations or remakes, Mom?
Oh, I was just getting the conversation going.
Okay.
but I would like to delve into a more original movie, if I could.
Yeah. Did you watch something? Sure.
Yes, I did, by Ari Aster, the director, and this was not a remake. And if I can have a trickle of my music, I will get started.
Oh yeah,
wait, is a new Ari Aster movie?
Yeah,
Ari Aster.
I think I know which one she's.
Oh,
can we just?
Yeah, I know. Which
one. Here you go. Ahead. Here you go.
Thank you.
You want the whole thing?
That's good.
Dang! All right. She didn't want the title. All right. All you. I'll stop talking.
Okay, we'll do the title next time. It's Mom's Movie Review. Okay, so I'm excited because this is an original. I was actually kind of leading into it by throwing that out there, tossing that bone. So this movie is called Bo is Afraid. It's on Hulu. It stars one of my favorite actors. Say the name, Trevor.
Joaquin Phoenix.
Okay, and I'll say the real name.
That's his name.
Joaquin Phoenix. Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I know.
The one that survived, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I think for a long time, you know, his brother River Phoenix, who passed away quite young, I think he stayed in his shadow grieving for a very long time, which, you know, it's family. But
he was in a lot of movies.
But
did he really do that?
We didn't see his greatness until lately.
Nah, I mean, he's been pretty. He's
the
been
Joker, pretty... Napoleon, and now Bo is Afraid.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, he did take some time. He kind of like when
he
like,
grew into it. Yeah.
In the late 90s, he was kind of like nothing, right?
Right. It was like, he's trying too hard.
Yeah, okay. Do y'all know that the late 90s was like 24 years ago? A lot's happened since then.
Doing calculations here.
Like, I'm just saying. Over 24
years. Yeah, correct. It's almost 30 years ago. Yeah. So,
that's correct.
Here's the thing. This movie, it kind of threw me for a loop because I didn't really watch. I didn't know what it was about. But I just like Joaquin. So I watched it and it threw me for a loop. I had to watch it in different times, different segments, because it was a little overwhelming. I didn't know what was real, and I found out neither did he. So this movie, kind of the opposite of Panda, is not believing in yourself and believing in anything else. So it's a very moving, tragic, but intriguing story. You're going on a journey in someone's mind, and that is a scary thing. And I think that's why I had to take it in pieces, because wow, you know, once you get through this movie, you can understand that it's a good thing we can't read minds. I'll just say that.
Yeah, because it's not telling us what Beau's afraid of doing.
I don't want to, because
I've seen this movie, I just haven't said anything. Yeah.
Yes, it gives away everything, because like, as I said, you don't know what's real and what's imagined.
It's something. It is indeed a movie.
It is indeed a movie. I recommend recommends it.
No. Hold on. I'm saying it sounds like you like it, Mom. Are you saying you don't like it, Biko? Are we having contention here?
I feel like you got to be in the right mood for it. I agree with Mom on one thing. It's a weird movie. It's really weird. If you're just trying to like watch a movie to pass the time and not be shocked by something or be like, what the hell did I just see? It's not the perfect type of movie for that.
You'll miss something.
It's a lot happening.
And what's the name of it?
I don't necessarily dislike it. I like a lot of Ari Aster stuff. I like Hereditary a lot. That's like one of my favorite movies ever. But
yeah, it's called Beau is Afraid.
Yeah.
Beau is Afraid. I guess the lead character's name is Beau.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That is Beau. And I don't want to get too far into it. I know Trevor likes me to give detail, but basically.
Yeah, because I was going to ask, what is he afraid of?
Well, he's an adult son who is on his way to visit his mom. And they have some mother-son issues, which I understand. And it turns into what is really going on in his mind with his relationship with his mother. You have a sense issue. This will be very interesting for you.
This is quite
a book. You don't have any issues yet, but that usually happens once.
This movie will give you issues, yeah.
This movie will caution you as you continue to grow this child, because it's quite a relationship between he and his mother. And it affects everything that he does. It affects his entire life. Beau is afraid of life. And when we get to the climax of the movie, climax is hilarious, right? When we get to the climax of the movie, it's just fascinating. Let me just say that.
All right. So what's your rating here?
Well, this isn't an in theater movie, so I'll have to give it out of
I think it
Rotten Tomatoes gave it like 67%, but that's pretty good, I think. So I'll give it some popcorn and some sodas.
Okay, you can't use some. You got to give us
specific. I'm going to give you the number. I'm going to give it a number, because I don't know what my limit is. Okay, so the first time I started watching it, I would give it 2 popcorns and a sip of soda, right? The second seating, I would give it 4 popcorns, and I gurgled and sucked dry the whole cup. Wow. When I finally got to the climax and finished the movie, I give it 10 tubs of popcorn and 4 fully completed sodas.
I think it's very interesting that Mom usually doesn't watch movies all in one sitting. So that's interesting. That's my
It took her a month to watch Napoleon.
That's crazy.
It did. I was savoring it.
That's what we're
talking about. And plus, it got a little boring. It was
more of a love story. And you're taking notes, right? You're taking notes.
I didn't like Napoleon.
Yeah. What was that, Tashira?
I didn't like Napoleon. I couldn't finish it.
I felt that way initially, and it took me a while to get through it. finish it, you'll feel happier you finished it. But it was mainly the love story instead of the other stuff. If they kept going with the tearing the hearts out of the horses with a cannonball, I would have been there straight.
That would have been a great movie. If the first 15, 20 minutes of that movie ended up being the next 8 hours of the movie, because it's that long,
right?
That would have been one of the greatest movies of all time.
It is a long movie. I think that's like
3 hours.
That's one of those movies that's 3 hours. I'm like, I'm good. I'll see y'all later.
Right. Yeah, for me, it was like, and I have how much more long? Oh, no. I think I got up and walked out of the movie theater.
Well, if you have a little over an hour or so, hour and a half, watch Beau Is Afraid, but you may have to do it in parts. It's pretty powerful.
I personally recommend watching movies all at once, but that's just...
Yeah, me too, but, you know.
I just can't handle it.
That's not my movie review, I guess.
Mom, as you are a Joaquin Phoenix fan, his next movie is coming soon as well.
Which is?
Right. Joker, the dose of Joker.
Yeah.
That's but isn't soon. It like a musical?
It is a musical, yes. Lady Gaga. Oh,
you know what? There's not much more in life I love than a musical.
Oh my God, that is not an issue for this
woman.
I was like, is she going to say no? Because that'd be weird. Mom used to bombard me and Shavar with musicals.
Do you like musicals? Oh my gosh.
Love musicals.
Yeah, she loves musicals.
So how did you feel about the movie Wicked?
I can do a musical. What'd you say, Tashira?
How did Renita feel about the movie Wish? Because I thought that was a musical and I was about to lose it because they just kept singing.
You were wishing it was over, right? Yeah. I love Wish.
It depends. I can do a musical. It's gotta have a certain, you know, thing to it, because like, what is that? The Mean Girls, I think, came out with a musical thing. I got no interest in that. You know, I can do Rocky Horror.
I really like Mean
Pitch
Girls.
Pitch Perfect was good.
I can see that. Yeah,
I can do a Rocky Horror.
As soon as you said it was a musical, I was out.
Yeah, I can do a Little Shop of Horrors.
Oh yeah,
I can do that. That's a classic.
I can do Joseph and the Magical Coat. I only say that because I went and did it, but I can't do like Mean Girls.
I like the
Willy Wonka's chocolate music. Yeah, the newest one was like a musical. I don't know about the other one. I hadn't seen it, but I like that one.
You watch that. I've only seen the original. Speaking of remakes.
Yeah, I like that.
That movie's been made like 6 times.
Yeah, but the most original one. Yeah, I like that one.
Yeah, that one is of course some music. Anything with original songs kind of beats out like just playing pop songs that, you know, it's like a glee club or something.
Yeah. Okay, so Tashira, they won't admit this, but I know their favorite musical.
What?
Ain't Misbehavin'.
Oh, yeah.
They still know the words. They won't admit it.
But that's
I have that CD in my car. Yeah, no, I do listen to that. I'm not even joking. All right, well, this is literally in my car.
Enough of that, right, Shavar?
Yeah, we're done with that.
No, she kind of called this out. She wasn't wrong.
I didn't say. I said I'm particular with my musicals. That's all I said.
You did.
Particular with his.
It's time. It's time for the. It's time for the news. The gaming news of the week, of the year, of the month. And we already talked about the Flaming Man. That's one thing.
I don't think that was gaming.
Well, he was playing with fire, so I'd call that.
I walked right into that one. Shit. Okay. That's fine. This is the dumbest thing I do every week. Continue.
So this week, as far as news, there's not a lot going on. I scoured the web for things worthy of speaking about in regards to video games, and there just weren't that many. We've got the most important ones here, so we'll start with the first one.
Round one, fight!
We now know the casting of the most anticipated role in this decade. Of Sonic the Hedgehog 3's Shadow the Hedgehog. We're going to have Keanu Reeves doing his He's such a great actor. I can only imagine how his voice acting is going to be.
So my thing is listen, we got Idris Elba last time. I personally feel like this is a downgrade, but that's just me. I know people like Keanu a lot, but
well, I mean, Idris is fully on board. He's got a Knuckles TV show he's voicing. I'm sure he'll be in Sonic 3. I don't know. Couldn't you think of a better shadow than Keanu?
Than Keanu Reeves?
Nicolas Cage.
Oh, Shavar, you're actually completely right. Nicolas Cage would be perfect for Shadow. Like, not even.
He'd be a perfect Shadow.
I'm not mad at this casting choice. I don't know. I feel like it's kind of lazy. That's just me. I don't really see him playing Shadow. I don't really get it. But I'm also aware this is a kids movie, so I'm good. That's fine. He can play Shadow.
I think it was kind of difficult for him because I'm pretty sure they limited themselves to not picking someone black just to avoid the whole black hedgehog with guns.
That's why they made Knuckles the black one. Yeah.
Well, Knuckles is black anyway, right? I mean, he punches guys.
He's black. Yeah. Knuckles is black. We all know this.
Yeah, but they couldn't make Shadow black. It's too on the nose. His nose is literally black. You can't do it with Shadow. Yeah, Keanu's the way to go with that one. Did you guys see Sonic 1 or 2? Will you see 3?
I saw 3? Sonic 1. I started 2, but then I had to leave the house. Not even joking. But yeah, no, I like both of the first ones. Both of them are pretty good. The parts that I've seen.
I saw them.
Mom saw them. That's all she'll say is she saw them. This year, you
well,
see
I don't think
these?
Mom ever liked Sonic.
I think
no I don't think so. I don't know. If I did see it, I don't remember. And I think that says a lot.
That says a lot. That does. It does. Well, you know, kudos to Keanu getting more roles in games. And
that's
movies.
Just what he needs.
Yeah, just what he needs. More work. You know, Nicolas Cage would have been better. Now that I'm really thinking about it, he would have been
really
the guy.
Been.
All right.
I agree.
That's it? Fight.
We don't have that many things this week.
This is it, man. This is all we got. All right, Telltale. You know the game they released that made them really popular called The Wolf Among Us? And then they did like 30 other games.
Shavari, that was the game that made them popular, right? Not the one that came out before it? The Walking Dead?
I would say The Walking Dead. I mean, they were I would say Wolf Among Us
listener,
is the one
listener,
that
I'm
made
clarify
them, like,
this for you. Listener, Shavari prefers the game we're about to talk about because him and his friends really liked it. The game that this company is actually famous for is Walking Dead. But The Wolf Among Us.
No, okay. I got to disagree on that one. Yeah,
you're,
I think
Shavari, you're like completely wrong. If you go ask anybody about this, they're going to say Walking Dead. Nobody's going to say The Wolf Among Us is the first thing they think of when they think of Telltale. That's crazy.
I wouldn't say it's the first they think of, but I think Wolf Among Us made them. I mean, Walking Dead, because it was big and popular. Everyone liked it, and their games are good. But Walking Dead is like, I don't know. I think Wolf Among Us like hit more people.
You're wrong. But continue. You were objectively wrong. But go ahead.
We're gonna figure this out.
It's a matter of perspective.
I can just go off of sales and tell you which one was more popular. But you know, that's fine.
But Walking Dead, no, not that one. What's this one called? Wolf Among Us, okay? They announced this game like 30 years ago. When did they announce the second one? It had to be after
the
first one,
right?
The
second one, like, I'm not joking, like 10 years ago. Like, no joke.
Yeah,
like,
10 years ago.
They announced it a long time ago.
They haven't even put anything out for 10 years. Well, they put out like 64 games since then. They've got Batman, Telltale. They put out 3 more Walking Deads since then. They have a ton out, but I guess now this
for,
one
for context
is...
also, Shavar, Wolf Among Us is not even in their top 10 best-selling games.
No way. What's the top 10?
It's not. Shavar, they made games about freaking Back to the Future. They made a lot of different games. Like they
Yeah,
made
but that was after
game.
This.
They made a Batman game, which is above it. They made Tales
they
of
made
Mario,
a Batman
which
game.
Is above it.
Yeah, but those are all after.
I feel like you're really you're overestimating how big this game is.
Well, they're not making any more Walking Dead ones.
Yeah, well. I mean, they finished it. They actually finished it, so. It didn't die like this game did, so.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I don't know why they haven't put this one out. It's not like it's really hard to make or something. They did it like so many times.
Says the company has been in a lot of a lot of shit. Like, Telltale's been through the ringer the past, I would say, 5 years or so. They've had a lot of layoffs. They had a lot of their stuff get taken off of storefronts and then put back on storefronts. The company's kind of in shambles. So that's kind of why the game hasn't come out. Is a lot of people who worked on it too aren't even with the company anymore. So yeah, a lot of bad stuff behind the scenes.
Sure, but haven't they been putting things? It's not like they haven't released anything in the last.
Can you tell me the last Telltale game?
Let's see. Well, this says the last one was Walking Dead, the final.
Yeah.
The Expanse just came out last year. Yeah.
Okay. Fair. Yeah, they've been. It's not like Steam. They've been trying to release more stuff.
Yeah, they've been releasing. I just don't know why this one hasn't come out since. I mean, they had Batman come out. That came out with like 3 episodes or something, right? I mean,
that was like 4 years ago, though.
Here's the thing. Because half the podcast at the moment doesn't understand these games. There's very little games in the game. Most of the game, it's like if you get to watch The Walking Dead and then tell the characters what to do, but all you do is do that, and then you watch what happens, and then you either... It's like the Choose Your Adventure books is basically what these games are. Mom would like this game, for sure. You'd probably play this game 10 times over, Mom. You just sit there, look at the screen. Yeah, you'd love this game.
It's good. I know Shavar says things very sarcastically. I genuinely liked a lot of these games, especially the Walking Dead games. I played all of them, and they're really good. They're easy to pick up and play. It's like a story, basically.
And whatever you did in the previous one continues.
They all link into each other. You can die. Like, it's not like you just sit there and not do anything, and everything will be fine. Mm-hmm. Like, it does require you to do some stuff. But yeah. They're solid games.
It's kind of like making your own TV show. So if you like The Walking Dead and you want to make your own Walking Dead and you play through the story as this character, and you can have people die or you can save this person and not save that person. And then the next part, just whatever you did before, continues on throughout the whole thing. So you could play it multiple times and get different endings and have different characters and scenarios and all that stuff. Yeah. I think you definitely like this.
So, like in the show, when people die or don't die that you want to die, you can kill them?
Sometimes you'll be able to kill them, but also, like, okay, let's say you can go save that person, or you can go, like, I don't know, get supplies or something. You can just decide to let them die and then not worry about it. Or maybe they don't die. They realize you blew them off to go, like, look at rocks, and then they come to try to kill you later. It's like this story that you're building as you play.
It branches off really well too. In each episode affects the following episode.
Something you did
in chapter 2 can affect you in chapter 5, right? Like, yeah. So it's cool. They even and tells you, you know, this will affect you later. They're really good games, especially for people who are just getting into video games or something like that. But this company really kind of ran that space for a while. There's a lot of different games like that, right? Like, it's kind of like a more interactive point and click game, or like rather more, well, actually less interactive, kind of like more cinematic point and click game.
Well, I have a question.
Yeah.
They had 4 screens from the game that they're creating. Were they like supposed to be impressive?
They're just showing you it exists. That's all.
They're showing you that the game.
They're not just kidding.
Okay. Yeah, it's actually
okay. Hey, this day and age, you gotta just let people know the thing exists because, especially this game, right? And this is kind of...
Oh, you know what, Biko? We're both wrong. What are we talking about? Their big thing was Sam and Max.
Oh, yeah, that's what they're originally known for. Actually point-and-click games, yeah.
You like those, too. But they're harder. I'd say
Mom, you probably wouldn't remember this. Me and Shavar played a lot of Sam and Max on the PlayStation in our later years in the house. But yeah.
There was one puzzle in Sam and Max I was literally stuck on for 3 weeks. I'd come home every day.
Yeah,
and I'd try to figure out, why can I not progress this thing? There's an alien sitting on top of the museum. There's an old woman in a book. And there's a children that stole some socks. And I just cannot find out what to do. And it took me 3 weeks to realize I got to put those socks in the woman's pot. I beat the game in 3 more hours. You'll like this game. You can get it on your phone. They should be on your... they definitely are on your phone. Okay. So.
Yeah, they're on mobile.
Salmon.
Did they make Grim Fandango too? Or is that somebody else?
No, I don't think they made Grim Fandango. Well, maybe. Okay. I don't think so. don't know. I know they did Monkey Islands. I know they published some, but.
Well, now that I know to put the socks in the pot, I'm good.
No, that's LucasArts. Yeah, yeah, you'll get through it. Actually, that's the next game I'm going to download for you, Wolf Among Us, and you can play that, okay? So that you'll.
Sounds good.
Wolf Among Us is good. It's a good game.
All right. Hey, guess what, guys? There's no more news. There's no more news. That's all the news. Last week, we made the conscious decision to, instead of have mom, which was very beautiful every time you did it, just what? Throw out thoughts about TV shows she may have watched during the week at some point. We decided we were going to take them episode by episode, just review them in a more traditional sense. And so this week, because the new big popular show is Fallout, we watched that. I did finish it, but I'm watching it alongside mom again, not actually physically alongside, just chronologically. So we're going to talk about the first episode of Fallout. Biko, knowing that you haven't seen the first episode, we're gonna tiptoe around specifics, okay? But not too much.
I can do that.
Well, I heard that they changed some of the lore stuff, which I don't care about, just to be clear.
If you finish it, no. They did not change some of the lore. This game happens after another game, and so it adds to lore. And it changes a couple of things, but it's more like... you know how in Fallout, you know how.
Spoiler to tell me which game it's after.
So when you watch it, it is definitely after the first and second Fallouts, and okay. I even if you just look at the year, hold on. And it's, it might even
200 years after the apocalypse.
Yeah, and then it's after 76. It's after 1. It's after 2. It might be after Vegas, chronologically. So it should be, yeah, after Vegas. And I don't know if you can tell. Actually, no, it's after everything, because I think even Fallout 4, which was the latest one, is only 200 and it's like 190 years, right? So this one's this one's after everything. This one's after all the games.
Oh, okay. That's
so
cool.
It's the newest.
So somebody who's yet to watch it, like, how is it, like, super involved in, like, you know, like the plots that we're used to in Fallout, or is it kind of like just
it is almost like someone took a Fallout game and said, like, let's not make that a game, let's make it a movie. One thing with all the Fallout games, well, no, not all of them, I'd say, like, when Bethesda took over, there's a common theme of family and leaving the vault for family, essentially, right?
Got it.
There's a common theme of
trying to find a family member of some sort. I'm not even joking. I never watched the show.
But. Yes. And there's a common theme. There's also a common theme of it's really heavy on brotherhood, like Bethesda Fallout games are. So, Mom and Dashir, Fallout, the games actually are made by two separate companies. The original creators and then Bethesda, who bought the rights to it. The original creators made the first two, and then the fourth one. The fourth one's not called 4. The Bethesda, the people who made the show, made the third one, the fifth one, and the sixth one.
Yeah.
And the show. But the way they make their games, they're very family-oriented. It's as far as, like, that's why you leave, is for your family. The old people, the way they made the games, you leave to essentially save the vault. So you need to, in the first game, you need to leave so you can fix the water chip, because the water chip broke. You need to leave and go fix the chip. You end up saving the world. That's just how those old games go. So yes, Biko, it does follow that theme of family. Family's important. So, Mom.
Okay.
And Tashir, have you seen the show at all? Have you seen the show at all, Tashir?
Is she with us?
Did we lose Tashir?
It is nap time here. We'll see. Anyway, so Mom, you finished the first episode, right?
I did.
Okay. And they are an hour long each one. They're like HBO kind of shows, right? So what did you think? After I watched the first show, I was really excited. Like, all the cards are laid out. we know what's, you know, it, to me, it starts off at a really good pace. Like, it introduces your main characters.
Oh, yeah.
And then it's like, we know how they're kind of connected, and then we're good to go. Well, how did you feel about the first episode?
Well, as not a Fallout player, but watching you play, I felt like it was like right in line with where it should be. It was fast paced. I understood everything, which is unusual when it comes to, you know, even Halo, I kind of struggled a little bit. I liked knowing the characters, you know, and getting to know them very, very quickly. It's not like they developed. I'm sure they will. But they give you enough to go on initially. So I kind of like
you get a hard.
Yeah, it's like boom, boom, here they are.
It's like, this is this person's personality type.
Character. Yeah, this is who they are. Yeah. Yeah, there's no doubt. We know who they are. Yeah.
Okay, so.
And it was, I like the action and the fun. I mean, it wasn't fun, but it was action packed.
Okay, so that was my thing. How gory is it? Because Fallout's really gory. So
I'd say it's as gory as the game.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
It is. That's what you wanted to hear.
It's not like over the top where it's, but it is like when something happens, they show it to you. It's as gory as the game. Yeah. Just to give a skeleton for the show, for the episode, right? It opens with talk of the vault. We open with the main vault character, and she's talking about, like in all Fallout games, something interesting and new happening in her life. And the show kind of does this cute thing where it talks about her special. So in the game, your special are your stats. So your strength, your perception, your endurance, your charisma, your intelligence, agility, and luck. Your special. She goes over those without saying it. So it's like not really on the nose, but if you know what it is, you know exactly what she's talking about.
Got it.
And she's applying to marry someone from a neighboring vault or something. And then they take you through that, and they take you to the other two characters that are essential to the show.
Wait, before you go on, one of my favorite lines is that she still has her uterus.
Yeah, she still has her uterus. That's true.
Yeah.
Then it moves on to, and some things happen in the vault. I don't know how much we're going to talk because Biga didn't see it. I hope he does watch with us so we can review it on the show. But yeah. Some things happen in the vault.
I can close my ears for a minute.
Yeah, you go. You can step away for like 5 minutes here, I guess.
Yeah, talk yourself. Right.
So some stuff happens in the vault. We get introduced to two more characters. We have Titus. No.
Mm-hmm.
Maximus. We have Maximus. The
Titus Brotherhood Maximus. They renamed.
Well, his name is Maximus. We have Maximus, the Brotherhood of Steel initiate. And then we have the ghoul. That's what they call him, the ghoul. The radioactive Goggins. Cowboy. Yeah, played by Goggins. I think the acting
oh
on the
my
show
god.
Is yeah, he but, does a great you know, job.
The great thing about that, Goggins is in it, and the guy who came for him. Do you remember him from Raylan? Yeah.
Yeah.
Who was that show? Yeah. I thought that was cool.
Hey, yo, Tashir snoring in the mic. I think we gotta.
Oh.
Okay, I think we're gonna do a little.
I'm gonna jump off and call, okay? I'll be right back.
Hold on. I'm gonna do a little mute right there for a second. Okay. We're good. We're okay. Hold
on. Holy shit, I'm dying.
Take a pause. Maybe mom can call me and get it.
Okay, I'll be right back.
Oh, Booski. Yeah.
I think you'll like the show, Biko, for sure.
I'm excited to watch it, especially because, like, from what I've heard from people who played the game, it's really good, which is surprising. Well, not surprising. There's a lot of good adaptations. As far as video game adaptations, I'm very shocked that, like, it's really good from what people are saying. And I already got a second season, so I think that that's good.
I think what's good about it is it does, to me, okay, to me, this show and Halo do the same thing. But Halo did it from scratch. This show does it from continuity. They take what makes the storytelling and the world and whatever you would say the games are, and they take that and say, if we're going to make our own thing, let's do that, but it's a film. So when you watch it, when you watch like the show, it is kind of just like a Fallout game, except you're following, it's kind of like if Fallout was released at the same time GTA was, and they're like, you know, the time where you're going to play as Spawn, you're going to play as like Spider-Man and Venom. You're going to play as three characters in this game. Yeah, this game, yeah. You're going to play as Dante and some redheaded black woman. Like, it's like in that area of games, it's like, they could have released this where you play as a vault person, a Brotherhood of Steel in this shit, and a ghoul. It's kind of fits in that. But the way Halo does it, which is different, which is why I think people are upset with Halo, Halo purely starts from scratch. So they're like, we're not going to take Halo 1 and Halo 2 and Halo 3. We're going to say all that same, those same elements, all that stuff, but we're going to do it like more personable, because I think the thing with the Halo show is it is more personal. Like, you get to learn a lot about Chief and the people he's around, and but it's still Halo in that, like, there's this threat, and it, except that it's not just go here, shoot guns, kill aliens, go there, shoot guns, kill aliens. It's more like political. It's kind of like Gundam a little bit in a way. You, there are these different factions you hear about and all that stuff. Fallout does the same thing, except they just continue from, okay, Fallout 4 ended this way, this is after that. And so it just feels good without like retreading the same things over and over again. You see stuff in the games, the Blamco cheese and the ponies, and you get real, like, it communicates a lot of things to you without just like showing you like, oh, remember that, you know.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, all right. Okay, mission not accomplished, so.
Okay, yeah, I could tell. I unmuted, and then. All right, I'm just going to mute her thing. I just don't want her to like start talking, and we can't hear because I muted it. I don't know, maybe you guys can still hear.
That's what happened to me. I tried to mute, so.
Can you guys hear her?
Yeah.
Okay, I muted it from the podcast, so it's not there. Okay.
Okay, so we're good.
All right. So go ahead, Mom.
I was just going to say, what was your last point? I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought that quickly.
Well, I was telling Biko how it takes the same approach as Halo. Huh?
But the last thing you said about Fallout, I was just going to tag onto that. It's fine.
The characters? The ghouls?
Yeah, you just finished talking about the ghoul. Yeah, and I was saying the other guy was in the other show, too. But then you went on with something. It's good. Yeah. But I'm really enjoying it. I hated the episode was over because it was so chock full of great stuff. But I can't wait to see episode 2.
Yeah, episode 2 is pretty. I mean, I think all the episodes are pretty well done. They give you a lot of information. The story moves on. I really like the show. Who was your favorite character so far?
Well, I like Lucy.
Okay, the vault girl.
I like Lucy because I thought she was just kind of a girl, you know? And she was a daddy's girl and all that. But she's tough. I like her. She's tough. I like her cousin, too.
Yeah, the cousin. He's funny. And the little brother, when I saw the brother, you look at him, he looks 40. He's the size of a 13-year-old. Like, I've seen this guy somewhere before.
I thought he'd been exposed to outdoors. That's what I thought.
No, he's the Disney kid.
Moises. Yeah. He was in a lot of stuff. I did see he was in the show. Yeah, he's a Disney kid.
And he becomes a bigger character later in the show or something. But
I can tell,
He does a really good job. Good. Yeah.
He was on Hannah Montana.
So he's your favorite character?
No. Actually, my favorite character is the ghoul. Just because of things that happen in the show, I think for me, he's the most important to the show. But the most interesting is Maximus. Maximus. Because I think they make it a point in the show to show that he's kind of Like at the beginning, why he's there is because he looks up to the Brotherhood and their ideals, and they saved him or whatever he thinks it is in his head. And then, but he's kind of a coward, and he's kind of he gets jealous, and he's very emotional.
Yes, small-minded.
He has this thing of what he wants to be, but he knows that's not what he is. And like I think he's the most interesting character. But then, yeah, you have to watch more. We'll talk about episode two next week. But I think he's most interesting.
Because at first, when I watched it was, you know, the Lucy one was a lot longer than Maximus.
Yeah, she got more time than them.
Right, and that's probably why I liked her more, because I saw more of her in action and all that. But, you know, I know the Ghoul's going to be my favorite because of Goggins. I know, he's hilarious, right?
I always like the Ghouls in Fallout. I miss Charon from Fallout.
Yeah, Karen. Well, Goggins does a lot less funny. I mean, he's still him. He's got his little quips and his wordplay and whatever. But he's more like...
Serious?
A little more serious as far as like the performance is concerned.
Well, I mean, he's believable when he's serious, but Maximus, it threw me a little bit because I wanted to believe him and like him. You know, all the, like, roles that are going to, I don't want to say that, it's real stereotypical, but he's that Denzel, Jonathan guy kind of look-alike, you know? And... You know what I mean? It's like that's all they ever do. But I was expecting him to be one way just because of how he looked. And it turns out he really wasn't this very honorable, you know? And I thought that was interesting. So he is an interesting character.
Yeah, he's a really interesting character. And they kind of introduced this mystery to, did this happen? Did this happen? And
right. You know I want to believe a brother, right?
Right. Right, but he, especially with the faction he's with, they call themselves knights, and they want to protect and take the technology and do all this stuff, and you can see everything he does, he tries to fit into that, but then you can read his face, like his mind on his face, like he's just not, doing it well. Yeah.
You don't even need a lie detector.
Yeah, not with him. But, okay, well, I think you'll enjoy episode two. I think the episodes get more and more interesting as they go on, so we'll enjoy episode two next time. Biko, try to catch up to us. I'll rewatch two so I can remember what happens.
I'll get to watching it, for sure.
Yeah. Well, guys, look. That was the end of all I had scheduled and planned. So that was the end of all I had scheduled and planned. Next week, I'm going to shake things up a bit. I mean, we shook things up today. We had a guest. Thanks for stopping by. We had a lot
so
more.
So interesting. She fell asleep on us.
She's still sleeping on us.
She wasn't ready, dog.
She wasn't ready for the late night show. It's okay.
We have to get better topics.
Well, it's a game podcast. That's what we talk about, games.
Zone? I don't know, man.
Yeah.
So, hey, anyway, thanks for listening, guys. Next week, we're going to change it up and talk more Fallout. We'll have another movie review, right, Mom?
Yes, I'm going to try that triangle of sadness.
Okay. Biko is going to have more game stuff for us. I will, too. I got
to
play.
I'll play some more games. I'll actually get to watch some TV.
Mom, we're going to get you in a Telltale game so you can review some of that.
Okay.
Or just give your experiences there. But thanks for listening to the show. This has been episode 130. Four.
Yes.
And bye.